Welcome to another episode of Thinking Like a Bank, where we show you how to think like a bank by applying the same strategies and principles that banks use to help you find more financial freedom in your life. I'm your host, Sari Ibrahim. Today, I'm interviewing Grace Gong. Grace is the founder of Smart Venture Media and the host of Smart Venture Podcast, a top 10 VC podcast. Her podcast guests include many C-level executives of well-known companies, as well as investors and unicorn founders, such as the founders of Craigslist, Square, FTX, OpenSea, and others. She is in the list of LinkedIn Top Voices in Finance 2022, a speaker at NFT NYC, and a number one best-selling author on the topic of venture capital. Prior to being a founder, Grace worked in venture capital and private equity. Grace, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Sari. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for joining us. I'm looking forward to interviewing you, going through like your LinkedIn, your bio, other places. It looks like you're doing a lot of big things in the venture capital world, crypto, NFTs. I want to kind of jump into all of those things. But before we do so, do you mind sharing with us about your background and who you are?
Yeah, totally. My name is Grace, and I was originally from China. And then when I came to the US, I didn't really have much business connections. So fast forward to today, recently I started a company. It's a media company where I interview top company executives and founders on career development to help people who are like my younger self who didn't really have much of a connection in the business world to get ahead of the game. So when I moved to Silicon Valley, I realized a lot of my friends who can just run into big tech executives on their campuses, and I want to recreate that experience for just people who may not be in a geolocation that can encounter a lot of top minds in the industry to just like learn from these people. And a short like bio before starting my own media company, I worked in venture capital and private equity. And before that, I wrote two books where I interviewed top investors and founders on career development.
Awesome. Great. Do you mind sharing with us what exactly does a venture capital firm do or a private equity firm do?
Yeah, totally. So I would say like venture capital firm is more maybe like more of like people's interest these days because of like it's new and then it's betting on the newest technology. And essentially what it does is like, you know, it's betting on people with a more of a compared to, you know, like I've listened to your past guests, like, so they're more in like the, you know, small business or like, you know, people who are in the traditional sense of investing instead of like these high risk, high reward type of investing. So like top VC deals you can see as like, you know, the Uber of the world or like, you know, those kind of like really high risk and high reward profile of category of things. Those typically are just like, you know, folks. So I live in Silicon Valley. So most venture capital deals I've seen are more tech oriented. So essentially it's like someone leveraging a new type of technology and then kind of like scale the way that we're doing things from the like the past. So like, let's say if you are, you know, like, let's just use Uber as an example, right? Like, so Uber is like someone created a piece of technology that where you could just one click and then get a car in front of your door. In the past, the traditional business is like essentially like, you know, you have to call a car company and then see if they have anything available. And then that car have to come to you from a super far place instead of just, you know, next to your door. But technology enables them to essentially like getting the most like car next to you, next to your door, and then getting them in front of you. And then instead of like, you know, it saves a lot of waste for both like the driver as well as like the time from the customer. So a lot of technology enabled things are like venture backable companies. And essentially what people does is they are betting on these like, you know, more is in the past, like, you know, when you're looking at like a deal from the past, it's like, okay, so it's like the established business model, but like for startups, there's more risk involved because of like people are still figuring things out. So that's like the general picture on like what it is and like what, like, you know, essentially what's the difference between like VC, PE, as well as like the traditional investing.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. So venture capital is more like disruptive, right? It's like breaking into the market. And I've heard that like sometimes venture capital firms, they'll invest into like 5 different companies and then assume that maybe 1 or 2 of those 5 will actually take off. And then the other 3 or 4 might not even make it. There might even be a loss, a financial loss on that side. Is that true?
Yeah, totally. So like a lot of investors would invest in like, you know, especially the early stage investor, because they're taking on way larger risk. So let's say if they had invested in 100 companies, and then if let's say like five of them make it, and then one of them make it huge, sometimes it can just like essentially get you all your return back within that one deal. So it's essentially like a numbers game, like in a way. So I would say like people would still like, you know, vet the team. So essentially team is like the most important things when VCs are looking at the you know, the company, as well as like, you know, the market. So a lot of it was you know, we have seen like in the past couple of years, like crypto has been taken off, NFT has been taken off, like so all these like kind of emerging technology has been taken off because of like, you know, the market has been getting more warmed up by these like newest like innovations.
Got it. And what are the typical ranges for like venture capital or private equity? Like what are they looking to invest, like a range of investments, I guess?
I think it really depends on like different type of companies as well. So like you know, like the I guess like the risk profile of like your company. So like I think consumer tech is very different than, you know, emerging tech, and as well as like, you know, hard like I guess like hardware technology, because of like the more inventory you need to make, the more likely you will need money. As well as like, you know, it just really depends.
Oh, God. Okay. So it really depends. Yeah. This might be a broad question, but how has venture capital played a role in the crypto or NFT world?
Is like a really interesting question. I think like a lot of the I think it definitely like you can see a giant trend from like, you know, in the past, like an NFT project is backed by the founder itself. And then right now you see a trend like a lot of VC started investing in like NFTs, as well as they have been building these kind of like crypto or NFT portfolio. And I definitely see there is more of I wouldn't say competition, but like there's more of like an edge when you're getting venture backed, because you are like you take a lot more risks than, you know, people who are like backing it themselves. But you know, there's definitely we've seen more like, you know, money going into the NFT or like crypto ecosystem the past 2 years.
And then is it more sometimes more advantageous to work with a venture capital because of not only the funds they're bringing, but also the connections that they may maybe bringing as far as like
Yeah.
marketing or other things that they've already done with other companies in the past?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely see like, you know, especially like a lot of the investors have like their own particular focus. So like a lot of them are successful entrepreneur in like a particular category or having expertise in that domain. So when you're taking the money, you're not only taking the money, but you're also taking the network, as well as like the experiences that they can give you, as well as like some of the firms would help you recruit talents within the domain. So yeah, it's like all sort of things that venture capital can empower startups to do.
Got it. And you being in like the, I would say like the venture capital of the world, right? In
Yeah,
Silicon Valley.
I have worked in VC before, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. And then you mentioned, so you used to do that as an employee. Now you own your own business. Can you tell us more about your current business that you own?
Yeah, totally. So I own a media business. So like essentially one of our core products is my podcast. I run my podcast called Smart Venture Podcast, where I interview top tech executives, founders, and investors on career development. Some of our past guests, including the founder of Craigslist, Square, OpenSea, like a VP or C-level from top tech company like Google, Meta, Amazon.
Got it. And if you have, for example, like entrepreneurs or founders of companies that are looking for funding, is this something that you can consult them on?
Yeah, I'm totally happy to give them like any advice that I could. I don't think I'm like qualified to advise on like everything, of course, because yeah, each person definitely should seek like mentorship in their own domain.
And then before we started recording, you mentioned something, Web3. Do you mind sharing with us what is Web3? What does that mean?
Yeah, totally. So Web3 is essentially like, you know, people have different opinion on like Web3, but like what I'm hearing is like essentially like, you know, between Web 1 is where you can look up on information, and then Web 2 is where you can, you know, come in and interact with that piece of information. And Web 3 is essentially you have the ownership of it. So like, let's say, you know, in Web 1, let's say you hear a Taylor Swift song, and then Web 2, you can, you know, purchase the song from like, you know, Spotify or something. And then in Web 3, you can get a piece of ownership. Let's say you are Taylor Swift's like early supporter, you can buy like a Taylor Swift coin. And then essentially when Taylor took off, you can get the financial reward from it. So Web 3 is like a lot of focus on the ownership piece. So that's like how I understand it. And, you know, right now, like different people have different perspective on this, but I personally just see it as a third wave of like revolution. As like, you know, in Web 1, we have those like the most like early stage like tech companies, like, you know, and then Web 2, we have, you know, the different kind of apps that we could use. And then in Web 3, it's like a new different realm of technology that's gonna like change how people interact with like with each other.
Got it. Okay. And then you mentioned that you wrote two books. What are the names of those books?
So The Last Key to Success and How to Be a VC.
Okay, awesome. I'm definitely gonna check out those books. Are they on Kindle?
I believe they are. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, Grace, it was really nice interviewing you. How can listeners learn more about you and what you're doing?
I'm on LinkedIn. It's Grace Gone. And then I'm on Twitter. It's Grace Gone GG. And they can also find my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and anything else. It's called Smart Venture Podcast.
Awesome. I'll be sure to add in those links you mentioned in the show notes below. And I'm looking forward to bringing you back on the podcast.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
To learn more about what we do and how we can help you grow more wealth, please visit www.finassetprotection.com. That's F-I-N, assetprotection.com. The topics presented in this podcast are for general information only and not for the purposes of providing legal, accounting, or investment advice. On such matters, please consult a professional who knows your specific situation.